As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, July 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We often talk about ways that workers can boost their credit scores, but once they leave the workforce, their credit score is likely to decline.
Once you're in retirement, you're less likely to do things like buy a new car and have an auto loan, and you probably paid off your mortgage years ago. So just based on the fact that you have fewer kinds of debt, that may hurt your score.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moise about why maintaining a high credit score is important to some retirees. That's after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Fidelity Investments. Find yourself on solid ground at Fidelity. We bring 75 years of experience and are hiring licensed financial planners near you. Visit branches.fidelitycareers.com. Fidelity is an equal opportunity employer.
Consumers who maintained a high credit score during their working years often see those scores come down after they retire. WSJ personal finance reporter Amani Moise joins me. So Amani, why does having a high credit score matter?
Well, your credit score is a measure of your credit worthiness. So anytime you apply for a loan, credit card, the banks pull your credit report and they look at your score, and that determines how much interest you'll pay.
But what's the trend here? How do credit scores typically change during one's retirement years?
So your credit score typically goes up for every decade of your life until your 70s. So after your 70s, it peaks at 762, and then there's a slight drop in your 80s to 756.
The credit score is a three-digit number that people place a lot of importance on. What goes into making up the credit score?
There's a lot of misconceptions about what goes into a credit score, and I got a really helpful graphic from FICO, and they break down the calculation. So it's 35% of your score is based on your payment history. That's the biggest and most important factor. Then 30% is your accounts owed, so that's how much credit you have, how much debt you have. 15%, the length of your credit history. 10%, your mix of credit. So that's having installment loans and revolving debt like a credit card. And then 10% new credit. So that's how many credit inquiries are hitting your account.
So what would drive down someone's credit score in retirement?
Credit scores are a combination of a number of factors, and one of those factors is your credit mix. According to FICO's analysis, borrowers who have a mix of different kinds of loans are better at repaying their bills. So that means a mix of credit cards, auto loans, mortgages, really revolving versus installment. But once you're in retirement, you're less likely to do things like buy a new car and have an auto loan, and you probably paid off your mortgage years ago. So just based on the fact that you have fewer kinds of debt, that may hurt your score.
But retirement is supposed to be all about financial freedom. Why is a high credit score important to retirees?
Well, increasingly, credit reports and credit scores are being used in different industries. So for example, healthcare. When you're trying to get admitted to an assisted living facility, they can pull your credit report. And if they feel like you're not a good credit risk, you won't be admitted. And another factor is insurance. Insurance companies also use credit-based scores, which can help determine how much you pay for premiums.
Some people see their credit score and they might see it change from month to month and they follow it in a granular fashion, like in 756, 757, 758. Does it matter in those steps in how someone's credit score might change?
It depends on what range your credit score is in and how much it's dropping. So we talked about average scores across different decades. And yes, there is this drop from 762 in your 70s to 756 in your 80s. But that 9-point drop isn't likely to have a huge material impact on whatever your financing options would be or anything else that your credit score is being used to qualify for. However, if you drop below 660,
they call it subprime.
Yes, it's what most lenders consider to be a low score or a not good score. Then that's when you'll start to feel the impacts.
Okay, but retirees have decades of credit history. Wouldn't that work to their advantage in terms of their credit score?
You're right. And credit history is actually the biggest factor in determining your credit score. But there's a lot of actions that retirees make that make really good financial sense that could actually hurt your credit score. So, for example, if you have a really old credit card and you've paid it off, maybe you don't want to deal with it anymore. You want to consolidate your debt, so you shut that card down. If that card ends up shortening your average credit history length, that could hurt your score.
So how can retirees help keep their credit scores up in their later years?
Don't close your old accounts, and that's really good advice for anyone. But for retirees, it's important to remember because it feels like you're making a responsible, good financial decision if you're closing out all debts and maybe simplifying your debt to make it easier. You don't have to keep track of different statements and things like that. But you need to understand that could have an adverse impact on your score, especially if the account that you're closing is decades old. So I spoke to one retiree who's 67 years old, living in Kentucky, and he really prided himself on his credit score. But he's seen his credit score kind of whiplash the most it ever has since retiring.
Well, why did it whiplash?
Well, he'll say his wife made a mistake. While the couple was on vacation, they took a 2-week trip to Europe to celebrate their retirement, and she forgot to pay a bill while they were out of the country. And when he got back, he realized that his score had plunged from being in the 800s to below 740. He realized what happened and tried to call the lender to get it removed from his credit report. But they said that he was out of luck, so he got really angry and he closed that account. And that was a credit card he had opened since the 80s.
So the legacy of that card just went away.
It went away. I think he said his first credit cards was a JCPenney card and a Sears card. So that dates it right there.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Imani Moiz. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.